Oh my God, your poor dad.
Welcome back to Your Poor Dad. You can't choose your sisters, but you can choose your podcast. So thank you for joining us and being the fourth print sister.
Welcome back, everyone. Happy Monday. We're recording this on a Sunday.
Hell yeah.
So I've got my work cut out for me tonight.
We're doing it live. This is as close to live as we could possibly get.
I know. Can you imagine if we were doing a live podcast? We actually like don't really edit our podcast, so I think we could.
Yeah. Might as well.
But I mean, it could get us in trouble. I mean, mainly me, because I'm the one who's going to
say problematic.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really not like that problematic. However,
just sometimes you have to like walk it back a couple. You have to say the thing you want to say and then you have to walk it back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I feel like that's like, you know, as a society, we should be allowed to say something and then like, you know, walk it back and figure out like,
well, and
to an extent,
especially as our sister.
Right.
As our sister, you can be able to say anything and we still have to love you.
You still have to love me. And then you also like tell me, well, actually, we can't say that.
Actually, and we, here's why.
Here's why.
And that's why we get to hear it all. And sometimes, like, I don't think everyone has like the right just to say everything that
right.
they think.
Like, and mainly like, you know, politicians.
Like,
exactly.
Grab her by the pussy.
Yeah. Like, I think
that's so crazy. Like, we literally, like, that's our president.
What? Hashtag not my president.
That's just like, imagine like in the history books.
It's so embarrassing. Yeah.
And then I want to stop that conversation.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, how was your guys' weekend? So if you guys don't know, we are going through a little chill fest in Austin right now.
That's why I'm drinking my green tea out of my Taylor Swift mug. Oh my Thank God. You, Taylor Clark.
but so I think we as a city are very nervous. Can you not?
Have the spoon.
I know.
It's I'm like sorry.
Annoying.
I'll take it. Give me that thing.
But us as a city, you guys might see us being a little over dramatic, but it's because the last 2 years we've lost power. We've like the power lines have gone down. The grid couldn't handle all the, you know, shit that was going on. So
yeah, and I think that obviously the power and the icy streets, but I think the bigger thing was just like all of the pipes that were bursting.
Yeah, the pipes were bursting.
These houses just they weren't built for it.
Well, and we're not like equipped with knowledge of living in colder places. We don't know. You have to like drip them. Oh well, I guess houses in the north, they don't need to drip.
Do they drip them?
I don't really know, but I know that Patrick, when he lived down the street, so all of these houses were probably built the same era. But they were even dripping their faucets, and then right above their kitchen, it just everything just burst and just
yeah. So, anyways, that's why we're all like freaking out. But I don't think it's going to be as bad as the last 2 years. Hopefully, but
we're still.
But now we're like we're finally equipped.
Not really. People were going nuts, like getting all the water and whatever. Luckily, we've been, you know, prepping for a while because it's so fun to do.
Yeah.
But
you guys are preppers. You guys literally are TLC, like a TLC show.
We should be.
Yeah.
Call me.
Call us TLC. No, it was weird though, because I went to the grocery store on Friday and Bailey and I just like to have Gatorades in the house, you know, Gatorade Zero.
Those electrolytes.
The Glacier Ice, Glacier Freeze.
Sure.
That aisle, no waters, no Gatorades, nothing. I'm like, are we going to be okay?
Probably not.
It's just the panic.
Yeah, it's panic. But anyways, so that's kind of our weekends are probably affected by that. Like, what did you guys do? We like laid low this weekend.
Yeah, I watched football game, but that was.
I watched football game.
I love sports. Taylor Swift.
Yeah. I watched that game yesterday and I thought it was so funny because all the guys were like, Peacock? Why do we need to have Peacock? I'm like, why wouldn't you have Peacock? Like every girl has Peacock because Bravo.
Right.
But why were the games on Peacock?
Because they're just like, you know, trying all the streamers are trying to like battle for like the attention, you know?
I thought it was funny seeing the TikToks of, did you see the TikToks of like, Peacock, this one's for you. We've been on the phone with my boomer parents for an hour trying to tell them how to download an app, like the Peacock app.
Oh my God. That is kind of crazy though, that like it wasn't just on like television.
Yeah.
Like you had to stream it.
That's what I'm saying. Like that was
And interesting. It was the Taylor Swift versus the Alex Earls.
Yeah.
And Alex Earl did her typical get ready with me. She went on the plane with all the other wags. Mm-hmm. So I love to see that the other wags are accepting Alex Earl. Yeah. Like, I mean, why wouldn't they? But like, you, it could go either way. They would either like accept her so much, like want to, you know, like lick her butthole, or be like, no, like we're the OG wags.
No, and I thought it was she...
And that's just like girly tings.
Yeah, I thought it was nice that she said, oh, it was really nice that his friends invited me to go with them. And I love that.
I think because Alex Earl is like a girl's girl. Mm-hmm. And she knows, like, she has to kind of, there's just like some like, it's like almost like animalistic etiquette that you have to like, you know, bow down to other girls to get them to like accept you before you can start. It's like a weird dance that girls do.
That is really true.
And like I feel like we know it because our family's like so girly. Mm-hmm. Like we're all girls. Our mom had all girls. And then Gigi had a bunch of sisters. And there was just always like way more women around us than men. And I feel like there's just like a second like instinct.
Yeah.
What's it called? A sixth sense? Second instinct?
Sure. ESPN.
I have ESPN. But it is like this like untalked about... Like kind of dance.
You walk into a room and you look around and you're like, that's the girl in the room I need to approach first.
Right. And you like, you show her your belly like a dog. And you're like, you're the queen.
And then you get down on your knees and you roll on your back.
Yeah. And you roll on your back and then she like accepts you and then you slowly.
And then she gives you her hand, you sniff it. And then you lick it.
Yeah. And then you like sniff each other's butts and then you start playing.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, it's literally the dance. And I think with some girls get in trouble when they like, they don't understand the dance. It like is not like computing, you know, for them.
That's like what puppies do. Puppies don't understand until they're put in their place.
Yes, exactly. And sometimes you need to get like fucking bit. We've all been bit by not like, you know, showing our belly to like the lead girl. But it's like we're all animals at the end of the day. It's like I think people like to paint women as being like bitchy, but it's like it's literally animalistic.
That's a funny analogy.
I know. But yeah, so the Taylor Swift's won. And you know what I'm excited for?
What?
Thank you for acknowledging that question. I'm excited for that now Alex Earl, and since Braxton's out of the thing, the playoffs, now we get so much more content from them.
Right.
So that's what I'm excited for. This is a podcast, so it'd be nice if you like responded.
Well, don't know one thing about her, so... I'm happy for you.
That's why we're not talking to you about Alex Earl, because do you even know who Alex Earl is?
Do you even know who sings the song? You're such a mean girl. You're like an alien.
Okay. But also, you know the girl who made the jackets?
Yeah.
Have you seen her husband's comments?
Because he is a goat.
He's Bailey.
Get you a guy that...
What's his name?
I forgot.
Juszczyk?
Juice check.
The girl, the woman who made the jackets for Taylor Swift and Brittany Mahomes,
right.
She is a wag. Mm-hmm. And so she like
a Niners wag.
She makes these like custom jackets, and obviously Taylor didn't put, but she posted it like with Taylor, Brittany posted, but so many people were reposting Taylor in this jacket and they're tagging her, but every single time someone said anything, her husband was like, that's my wife. My wife did this.
My wife made this jacket.
Yeah. So great job, babe. Like, this is my wife. Yep, she did it. And it's all over like Twitter, Instagram, like everywhere. He's just like commenting like, my wife did this. And it's so cute.
That's really cute.
Very cute. It was a wag on wag fashion situation. Taylor's outfit did not offend me too much this game.
Oh, she's, I'm so glad.
Her style, I'm sorry, is so god awful. Just
shut up. It's a nice Sunday.
Did you see
the Lord's Day?
Getting along. No, did you see that like olive green velvet dress that she was wearing with those boots?
I saw that.
It was bad.
I didn't like the boots.
It was just, the whole thing was bad. Like,
do you see what you're wearing today?
I'm not Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. My car is literally worth...
Falling apart.
No, my car is literally worth Taylor Swift's manicure. That's how like different it is. No, it literally is. Like, my car isn't even worth Taylor's glam for one night out.
No, for one, like, day to go record.
No, that's what I'm talking about. Like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, that's, it just isn't comparable. You can't compare my style versus Taylor Swift's style.
It's just like you are coming so hard, and you
page
continue
everyone.
To come. You
page can, everyone on the internet.
But we don't have to be like everyone.
Why not?
We have to blindly follow and blindly love every single thing she's ever done.
Thank you, Bailey. Thank you, Bailey.
Paige, tell everyone about the gross thing about the Dave Matthews Band. And then,
did you know that 10 years ago or 20 years ago?
Something like that.
10 or 20 years ago, when Dave Matthews Band was going to have a concert in Chicago, their tour bus was driving across the bridge. And you know, Chicago, they have those boats that do those like tours. A boat was going under the bridge. The bus driver decides to release
the sewage
on their bus into the river, but it gets all over this bus of tourists, so they're covered. And you know what? And why are you looking at me like that?
Because go on.
And so all of these people. Okay, first of all, a couple crazy things. So, like, all of these people, they bring this boat back to the dock. Everyone's like, oh my God, they obviously get refunded their money, and they go home to, like, shower, and they hose off this boat. The boat is back out for the next tour in an hour. There's no way you cleaned that boat well enough to go back out in an hour. And then the bus driver was sued, and they caught him on camera releasing all, like, you can see it, and like caught him on camera. So he had to like, but the thing is, all of these people, I don't think they got any money. Like the city of Chicago, the state of Illinois, like all of these like government things, like got all of this money. And now there's like a plaque, a memorial plaque of like, remember when all these people got covered with shit.
But the
why
point
are you
is,
telling me this?
I said, okay, Paige, so it's Dave Matthews Band that like makes it like extra offensive, but what would you do if you were on that boat and it was Taylor Swift driving over the thing and her sewage waste goes like,
no, Paige would be like, you. Paige would be like rubbing it into her skin.
Show them what you did.
You're disgusting.
You need to watch the video for that.
Okay, can we move on? Because yeah. This, like, I don't know why. Like, that was honestly like a dad story, the way you told that. No offense.
Okay.
Was it?
No, her. Not okay. You. Okay. Well, anyways.
I thought it was fine.
You needed the backstory.
Yeah, okay. Maybe I'm just being too hard on you guys.
You are.
Aw, okay. Thanks, Jade.
So, okay. Our girl, Selena, who we love, Selena Gomez.
Huge fans.
Respect her. She is an advocate. She's a philanthropist.
She's a business mogul.
She's a business mogul. She is representing every woman in the world. She's just putting humanity on her back. So she, you know, there was this whole Golden Globe situation where people were reading her lips, and it's like, okay, what was she saying? First of all, let's talk about that. I think we already talked about it last episode, but then we got a comment from Selena.
Yeah, that was weird.
And it was like, okay, first of all, why are you fucking commenting on like E! News' Instagram?
That was so weird.
Loser.
Wait, I don't think Bailey knows.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
So tell me everything. Catch me up, girlies.
I love that like you never know what's going on and we're like always having to update.
I usually just try to like piece it together. I'm doing like so much arithmetic in my head trying context to like, okay, clues. This is Selena Gomez. This must be like, okay, catch me up.
Okay, so Selena Gomez, the Golden Globes thing. Yes. She was
heard of the Golden Globes.
Yeah, so she was, well, did you hear what happened at the Golden Globes? Did we not talk about it on the podcast?
I think we might have.
Okay, so Selena Gomez was talking to Taylor Swift and Kelly Teller, and she was giving some goss. Like, you could tell the girlies were, like, in it. And people have deduced through lip reading kind of what she was saying. And what we think she said is something like, she was asking for a picture and she said no. And then Kelly Teller clearly says with Timothy. That was like that's like definitely 100% confirmed. Kelly Teller said with Timothy. Now we don't know the other stuff that's going on, but people are saying,
we're speculating.
Speculating that it's like she asked for a picture, somebody said no with, and they were talking about Timothy Chalamet.
We talked about this in our text messages, not on the podcast.
Okay.
So you guys talked about it and I was at work.
Okay. So the internet is abuzz because it's just like so fun to be like, I can't believe
that they're just talking shit like we would be.
Yeah.
You have to like fill in the blanks. It's like a little mystery. Yeah. That is so exciting.
Well, but it's also so funny because like Taylor is so well trained.
Yeah, Taylor's covering her mouth.
She's going to cover her mouth. And Kelly's not.
And why would Kelly? Kelly's not a star. I mean, Kelly's a star, but she's not like a trained star.
Right.
Also, please don't do that. Like, my misophonia is like literally just freaked out.
It was supposed to be exaggerated.
I know. So Selena's like face is like,
oh, please don't do that. My misophonia.
Guys. Sure. Her face is just like literally so like lit up.
Yeah.
And so clearly they were talking about something juicy. So everyone's talking about it on Instagram. And then Selena Gomez comments on one of these Instagram posts saying, actually, I was telling Taylor about two of my friends that hooked up. Not that that's anyone's business.
Okay.
And it's like, okay, bitch, like obviously, first of all, so you're
then,
lying.
So then someone hooked up with Timothy? because what we know is that something happened with Timothy.
Yeah, like we're talking about Timothy. That's clear.
So it's like what we all thought is that you wanted a picture and with Timothy and that Kylie said no, but now you're saying like, okay, who hooked up with Timothy?
Yeah, exactly. So it's just another case of Selena kind of like putting her foot in her mouth in the comments of a stupid Instagram post that doesn't mean anything.
And like, this is the type of stuff that we as the internet people just live for. It's like, what were they saying? I think it was this. I think it was this. And yeah. It's like, we don't actually expect you, the horse, to tell us what came out of your mouth. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And like,
we're going to isolate that clip calling Taylor, or sorry, calling Selena a horse.
And then everyone's going to freak out on you. And they're going to
think, isn't that from the horse's mouth?
No, yeah. That was funny. That
but,
was good.
But it's also like, we also aren't asking you, Selena. Like, we don't, we just kind of want to have, like, let the girlies have our toys. And, like, you, because whatever you're going to say is not going to be what we need. And what we need is the truth.
Yeah. Or just don't say anything.
Yeah. That's the point. That makes it so much more fun.
Yeah. Like,
because now it makes you look a little weird.
Yeah. Now we're like,
actually, you guys are weird because I was just talking about two people hooking up. Mm-hmm. Like, not that it's any of your business. And it's like, okay, who hooked up with Timothy?
And then the second she speaks up, everyone, it just makes it even more relevant. It reignites the whole conversation. Then she says, I'm quitting Instagram. I'm done.
Again.
Like, in every other week, she's quitting Instagram. And it's like, just quit. And honestly, you should quit Instagram. Like, we're all begging you to quit Instagram.
The thing is, you don't have to just quit Instagram. You can just stop logging on for a while. And you don't need to address it with everyone, especially when you're going to come back 14 hours later.
Like, hello, you're the girl.
She did come back already.
Bailey.
She came back
18
hours later. Yeah. She was posting. She's promoting something.
As if nothing. So if you're going to address, I'm leaving Instagram.
Then you have to tell us why you came back.
Then you have to be like, just kidding, I'm back.
Yeah. Just kidding, I already had this like scheduled post.
Actually, that should be a rule for everyone. If you are going to say, I'm quitting Instagram, I need you to come back and address that you're coming back to Instagram. Yeah. You have to ask us if you can come back.
No, you don't have to ask for...
We have to vote.
No, you don't even have to ask for permission. There doesn't even have to be a vote. Like, you just have to live with yourself that you know that you have to take accountability and be like,
that you're
coming
loser.
Back. Because either I'm leaving Instagram and then a month later you come back, 6 months later you come back and it's like, hey guys, I'm back.
And it's,
but it's like so weird if you have to do that 14 hours later.
Yeah, and let's give her the benefit of the doubt. She was promoting something. It was probably an intern that posted it, but still just makes her look like such a loser. Like, if you need to get off Instagram, just get off Instagram. Nobody notices. Nobody cares.
Say you're taking a break.
No, I don't think we need that. I don't think we need that.
I'm saying if she feels like she has to say something.
She doesn't.
Don't be so dramatic.
No, I think the point is we're telling her she doesn't need to say that.
She can just take the break.
Yeah, just take the break. You need it. It seems like you need it. Like, you seem unwell. Get out of the comment section. If you are a celebrity who is, like, one of the most followed people in the world and you feel the need to get in the comment section and, like, talk about gossip, you need the Instagram break and you don't need to tell us that you're taking the break. We understand.
I think she can't not tell everyone.
And that's her problem.
Yeah.
And that's her problem.
Yeah. And that's her cross to bear.
Let's talk about, we're done here with Selena?
I think we should be wrapped up about it.
Yeah, I feel like we should be done because we're about
to
get canceled.
Also, let's just like close this little Selena sandwich with like, love you, girl.
Actually, we like, and all that to say, like, we love Selena.
Yeah, and we just like want her to like, you know, do what's best for her.
And like to leave us out of it.
And we're just like trying to help her look better.
Yeah. I have a lot more I could say about Selena, but I won't because I love her so much.
Yeah.
Most of the things I was going to say were very complimentary.
Wait, I just have to say something else. Speaking of the other Selena, did you know that Yolanda's getting released from prison, like, soon?
She's really? Old as fuck, though.
I think she's in her 70s. Isn't that wild?
How is she able to be released?
And I don't remember if it's happening this year. It's either this year or next year. It's, like, really soon.
Selena is one of those movies that was just, like, a staple in the Brand family.
I remember she was charged with something, like,
not murder.
I don't think it was first degree, even though she brought the gun and said, hey, come to this hotel room, let's chat.
Wait, and that, then she killed her. How would that not be first degree?
I don't know. But I don't think they just, like, let first degree convicted murderers back out, but who knows?
Okay. She was convicted of murder.
But first degree?
Why would it not be first degree?
Oh, sorry, I said she was 70-something. She's 63.
That's so young.
So she was, like, 30 when she killed her?
Oh, my God.
Hold That's on. Creepy.
So it says she was born September 19th, 1960. She's a former nurse who was convicted of the murder of Selena in 1995. But it doesn't say she's in Texas.
I know.
Convictions, murder of Selena. Life imprisonment, minimum of 30 years. So I guess.
We're coming up on that 30.
We're coming up on that 30. Isn't that, yeah, it's crazy. March 30th, 2025, something like that.
Anyways. Well, that's mom and dad's wedding anniversary. Happy marriage.
I just thought that was crazy. Or she's, like, up for parole or something. But someone said that she was, like, getting out.
I mean, she's probably, like, sorry she did that one murder.
I hope so. Okay, another pop girly thing is Ariana Grande just released a new song.
And yeah, it's break called it down for me.
Yes, and. And it's basically, it's like kind of like a bootleg Thank You Next. You know what I mean? Like, I think she wanted it to pack a punch, like Thank You Next, and it's really not.
It sounded like the Barbie song, the Barbie song that they dance to.
Yeah, you know, the Barbie song that they dance to.
Everyone knows.
Dimming on dance, dimming on dance, yeah. Dimming on dance. You know, I know the no words. And she dance the night away. Yeah, it kind of does sound like that.
So it's like a bootleg of herself and...
No, it's like a literal bootleg of Vogue.
Oh, right. A Vogue?
Yeah. Come on, Vogue.
Yeah, so, but I mean, like, more of the lyrics are kind of like a bootleg Thank You Next, because it's like, yes, and. It's basically like, why do you guys care what I'm doing? Like, why do you care whose dick I'm riding? Which, like, by the way, gross, especially when, like, in context of, like, whose dick she's riding. Because why we care, let me just tell you, Ariana, and I just want to preface this. Ariana, you got me through 2018. Like, Sweetener and Thank You Next albums were everything to me.
Yeah, guys really, like, I've never been on the Ari train.
Ariana was, like, my number one artist on Spotify. No Tears Left to Cry. One of my top five songs of all time. So all that to say, like, I get it. I get it. No one, it's none of our business who you hook up with. However, when you start hooking up with your co-star who is married and has a new baby and his wife starts tweeting about it and you guys start being seen together, it happens to come across my desk and become my business.
Well, right. I think the bigger thing for me is, like, it's just, this is her MO. Like, yeah. She's done this
so many times.
So many years, and it's just not cute.
Yeah.
And also, obviously, she's a celebrity, so it's, like, a way bigger deal. But if this happened with, like, people you work with, that would be the only thing you could talk about. So yeah. If you're going to do those behaviors, people are going to talk about it. So, right. The scale is way different. But, like, you just have to know what you're doing. And if you're doing it so blatantly, like,
you over made your bed and now you have to rely on it. Yeah. Now you have to Ariana Grande in it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, your whole business is based on relevancy. Like, and that sucks. It's just, it is what it is who's in the news, like, who's being talked about, like, how do you get your, like, music up in, like, the charts and being listened to? And when your relevancy is based off of, like, who you're hooking up with.
Well, and I will say that even though I haven't agreed with her behaviors for a very long time, when a song is catchy, it's catchy. Like, the break up with your girlfriend. Yeah, yeah, because I'm bored. Like, that's a bad message, but a good song.
It's, you know, pop. What I mean?
And so, like, this song, I'm sorry, it just sucks. Like, I really don't like this song. It's not catchy. It's not clever. She's like, you can't even hear the words that she's saying.
We listened to it and I was like, I don't know what this is, but I'm like, dancing, I guess. Like, okay, whatever. So happening.
It's like, if the song isn't good and the behavior to follow, it's like, ooh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm not here for it.
Yeah, it's just, it didn't like pack a punch. It wasn't like, okay, fuck you guys. Like, I'm going to do what I need to do. It was just kind of like, okay.
Yeah,
that's awkward that you're doubling down on this behavior,
and that you're doubling down, and you don't understand. You don't
understand why
we're like. You don't understand why it's like everyone's invested because, like, girl, just don't do. Just be appropriate.
Yeah,
and it's like,
hey girl,
just like literally stay away from married men, okay?
Yeah, close your legs to married men.
Truly hook up.
I forgot what I was going to say, but it was something like, it goes a little something like this. But it's just like, we wouldn't care if it wasn't just so like obviously in our face. Like we wouldn't care if it wasn't like, it's not like she just is hooking up with someone we don't like who she's hooking up with. It's like, oh no, you're like
hooking up with your brother.
What?
They look identical.
No, he looks like Poot Lovato.
Who's that?
No, you guys know who Poot Lovato is. Wait,
I don't think I do.
That's you know that? I would remember. No, you know that meme that's like Demi Lovato?
Wait. I do know.
He looks like Poot Lovato.
Wait, hold on. Hold on.
Wait, why are you... Are you pulling up a picture of him?
What's his name? Wait.
You need to do a side by side.
What's his name? Hold on. Just type Ariana Grande boyfriend.
Yeah. Okay.
What are you looking up? What did you just Google?
Ethan Slater. Yeah. Hold on. Well, I typed in SpongeBob Broadway because I thought I would get him faster.
Okay.
Google it. I am right now.
I mean, he does look like her brother.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Okay. But
I think he looks more like Poot Lovato, if we're being honest. But yeah. It's just the whole thing. I'm not into it. Yes and no thank you. Next.
And it's also like kind of strange that she is excited about making this song. It feels like
It feels calculated. Like she think like it, I agree. It seems like she's like, okay, like finally saying my piece about it, and like this is gonna be like a mic drop, and it's like, man, you just
yeah,
you
it was stirred not it a up mic. Again.
It feels like it could have been like a girl power thing.
Yeah.
I did this thing and I stand by it and
it's like
whatever.
It's I think that her what she wants it to be like is I'm a woman, I can do what I want, and like you guys shouldn't judge me for it. And it's like, but you're missing the point.
Yeah. And her whole era right now makes me like very like uneasy.
You know? Wicked era.
Like I don't like the blonde hair on her. It just is not like I just don't like it.
And the eyebrows.
Yeah, the eyebrows. I hate a blonde eyebrow on somebody who has dark hair naturally,
but it's for the role.
But like, when is Wicked coming out? It's like, hello, it's gonna come out in like 2027.
Well, how long have they been filming it?
Because like 2 years already.
They're filming it in part one and part two.
I know, but like it's a little ridiculous. Like, I understand you guys are trying to do what you need to do, but like, look at how quickly they turned around Harry Potter movies. Like, it can't be any more
so random.
It's not, it cannot be any more involved.
And it's also different because it's like really, I think, cute that Margot Robbie is Barbie all the time and wants to wear the Barbie clothes, and that's cool, but that doesn't have to be her every day.
Exactly.
You don't like, have to have the eyebrows.
Margot pops in and out of Barbie, but like Ariana,
it's cute and fun.
Yeah, but like, anyways, I think we should move on. So one of the things I want to talk about this week, which I feel like you guys are really good, because I feel like you guys are like so wise.
Wow.
And thank I feel you. Like I can be wise, but like it's nice to have like you guys round out the opinions, you know what I mean? And that's why they need us, and they meaning the sisters. So I've had a few people write to me asking about like relationships and stuff like that, and there seems to be like a common theme. Well, there's two themes. One of them is like needing closure, and this other theme is like expectations of people.
Okay.
So I want to dive into both of these things. So should we go? Do you? What, I think choose your path.
The expectations on, because I don't understand what you mean by that.
Okay, so here's kind of a theme that I've seen with some people who have written to me. They have this like expectation of how somebody should be treated, mainly themselves. So it's like, okay, let me start over. So they have expectations of how they should be treated, which everyone should have expectations of how they should be treated. Like, it's like, I want somebody who's going to treat me with respect, who does this, 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 whatever. But then they put those expectations onto people who haven't necessarily proven that they're able to meet those expectations. So when that person doesn't meet those expectations, and it's people that they've just met, like within like, you know, they've been seeing them for like 2 weeks to a month, and it's like a complete blow when this person does not like meet that.
Can you give an example?
Yes. So here's an example of somebody. So this person, what Bailey was distracting me. But are you cozy?
I'm great.
Okay. Okay, so this person was seeing this person. A girl was seeing a guy for like 2 weeks. What? Why are you laughing?
It sounds like a riddle.
Okay. Okay, so this girl was seeing a guy for like 2 weeks. They had like a few dates, and then they had like one night where they finally were like, okay, let's cook together. Let's like have like a night, and then we will like
bone.
Okay. Yeah. So they're like cooking, they're having so much fun, they're having great conversation, but then the person has to do something in the morning where she has to be up early, and the guy was like up late scrolling on his phone, had the TV on, and then she finally was like, hey, can you like either turn that off or go like in the living room, because like I have something I need to do in the morning. And the person got like so upset and was just like, oh my God, like, I cannot believe you, like, did not want to hear her out, and then left in the middle of the night. Okay. And she was like, what do I do? And I was like, well, you've known this person for 2 weeks. Like, how you're expecting this person to like have this level of like respect with you that they have not shown you that they're capable of, because you've only known them for 2 weeks. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's kind of another theme I've seen with a bunch of my friends and people that have written into us.
I think that is wild, first of all. I think that to be, if they really want to try, first of all, like, you have to, if you're going to expect somebody to behave a certain way, or you're going to have these certain boundaries, those have to be really clearly addressed. You can't really get that mad at somebody if you've never expressed like this is your thing. Also, it's like, if it were me in that situation, I would never, I don't need to see that person again. Like, that person is not, like, we're still getting to know each other, and if you're gonna freak out because, I mean, and maybe I'm not getting the whole story here, but it's like, if I'm the one that's like, hey, I need to go to bed, can you either turn that off or go in the living room?
Yeah.
That's a reasonable request. And mm-hmm. if their immediate reaction is to like flip out, like, I don't want to do that, blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, honestly, thank you.
Thank you for showing me exactly who you are. Thank you for showing me that.
And they left. So see ya, lock the door.
Yeah.
And then honestly, like,
sleep like a baby.
Like, sleep like a baby.
Yeah.
And then if that person like texts you the next day, that's when I would be like, hey, you know what? It was so great getting to know you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not interested I'm just not interested in a relationship with you anymore.
Exactly. And I think that there's like, some people want to like change the person and teach them and then keep moving forward with them. But like, when somebody is showing you who they are, like, that's who they are.
And that early on, and that type of reaction, that is one of the hardest things. People's immediate reactions, one of the hardest things to change.
Yeah.
And absolutely impossible unless that other person wants to actively pursue changing that action. You know right. what I mean? Like, it's such a conscious thing that they have to be so aware of, and it would be really hard. They wouldn't be able to do it all the time. They would lash out and then have to immediately be like, I'm so sorry, I did it again.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be conscious of it. Let's rewind. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, that person has given you nothing that they want to do that.
Right.
Yeah. And like, how invested are you in that new relationship that you would want to put in that time?
Yeah.
You could put the effort that you would spend on
telling this person how you feel and doing all of that. Or you could maybe find someone else that might be a little more ready to
a little be more
like a normal person and hear.
Level-headed.
Yeah. So I guess my thing with that is like, I think people should, you should absolutely have your boundaries and this expectation of how you want to be treated by somebody. But if somebody is not meeting that expectation, it is then not on you, especially if you just met them. And I'm saying just met them is like anywhere from like 1 week to 6 months, because I think you don't really know somebody like that well until you've known them for like a year or at least mm-hmm. 2 years, honestly. And I think that like if somebody's not meeting those expectations that you have, then it's not on you to try to like change that person. You should definitely express your boundaries, but you can't expect that person to change. And if they're not able to like meet that the way you want to be treated, it's on you to keep it moving forward and not trying to like drag it out and put more energy into that negativity.
Or if it was just like a middle of the night cranky, she was probably frustrated, like, why doesn't he understand that I need this fucking, like, he's on TikTok, this is so annoying, how could he not see how annoying it is? Like, maybe that was just a reactive thing on both sides.
Yeah.
And then you just have to know if it feels like this is his personality, like, he won't accept any kind of, like, request, or if, like, only the person in that situation can really know how that played out, you know?
Yeah. But, I mean, maybe that wasn't like the best example of that, but there's been like a couple other like examples of like, what do I do if this person like treats me like this? What do I do if this person isn't doing this? And it's like, well, okay, first of all, what's the situation here? And mm-hmm. if it's like somebody that you just started seeing, like, is it worth it for you? Like, yes, definitely express the way you want to be treated. But like, if that person isn't willing to like meet you where you're at, then it's like you need to keep it moving because you deserve to be treated a certain way.
You need to keep it moving
away.
Meaning move on from this person and find someone
and make sure that
like a better match.
Can look back and see if your expectations were reasonable within the relationship time frame that you're in, and if you expressed those expectations in advance, maybe some people it could have just been like an oversight, you know, and not something that you could know, okay, I could have been more communicative in these ways.
100%. And that's another thing, like is it reasonable within the amount of time? Because I think people put this like false sense of intimacy on people that they just meet. Mm-hmm. And it's because we're girls, like we get in our heads, we're like, oh my gosh, like, you know, you lay your head down at night and you're like, this is what our kids are going to look like. This is what our wedding is going to look like. It's going to be so amazing. So you like already have this like relationship with this person who's just trying to get to know you, mm-hmm. you know? And I see that also being like a theme within some people who like, they're like, well, and it's almost like the same thing. It's like, they want this, like they expect this closeness and they expect this person to like read their minds. And then the person falls short of it. And then they're like, wait,
and with that specific example, the girl in the situation was thinking, okay, well, she's in her lane thinking about how early she has to wake up, but he's in his lane thinking that he's still awake and this is his bedtime routine and that's how he winds down. So he's like, why am I going to adjust what I do at night? And she's wondering, why isn't he adjusting and why do I need to adjust my life for this? And probably could have been like solved kind of easily, like in that instance, but you can't expect another person to put your needs first.
Especially 2 weeks in.
New. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Great. Solved it.
Solved it. So if you guys have any other like stories about that, let us know right in. And then the other theme that I've seen is like, I especially find this with my friends who are like super high performers, very like good at their job. They want to be perfect. And then there's this whole theme about closure. They need like the exit interview from a relationship. And I personally do not see, and I want to know what your guys' thoughts on this are. I personally don't think there is such a thing as closure.
Yeah, closure was a huge topic in therapy with me and Kevin.
Right. Because your situation with Peter was like, very
well with Peter and with Tyson.
Oh yeah, Tyson.
Because with Tyson with Tyson Tyson and Peter, like the type of closure I was feeling was so different, I yeah. guess. Like the circumstances of the breakup were so different. And but both of them basically, the theme left me feeling like, well, I just must not be good enough for these relationships.
Yeah.
Good enough in different ways, but still, like, yeah, that's the theme.
And been there. Like, what girl has not felt like that?
Yeah. Exactly.
Or person, but like, we're girls, so let's talk about girls.
And so what me and Kevin would do is we would kind of like role play on like, okay, so let's, I'm Peter, and tell me, you know, ask me what you want to ask me for, like, the closure, whatever. Because the whole point is, what am I actually looking for if I'm going to ask for closure? Like, what do I need to hear? And the bottom line is, there are no perfect words that I could hear from Tyson or Peter to make that relationship feel like it had a perfect end, with a little boxed up, with a little bow, and it feels like, yep, I have all of the answers that I need, and it's like tucked away, you know, mm-hmm. and never have to open it again. Because you can't control other people and their responses. And so mm-hmm. it's like going, if you need, like, you have to be the one to give yourself closure. You have to be the one that, you know, goes through everything about like what you did in the relationship, how you can be better in the future, what they did, and like understand like the things that they did are not your fault. Like understanding the wrong things that they did to you, that is your closure.
Yeah.
And that like you can't change other people's behaviors, but what you can do is like take those experiences and make sure that you don't repeat, you don't get into those same situations in the future. But like you have to be okay with yourself, like giving yourself the closure, because there's nothing anyone is going to say to you that you're going to be like, you know what?
You're right.
Thank you.
Yeah. And also chasing that non-existent idea of closure that's going to like make you feel better and have a perfect bookend to a relationship that, you know, doggone it, it just didn't work out, but maybe next time, you know, I'm going to learn something from this and I'm going to be a better person and all of that. It's just going to prolong your
healing.
Like, yeah, you can't get to that place of accepting that it's over if you're still wondering why it happened, what you could have done differently, because sometimes it just happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've been there. It's like I've been there. It's like, what could I have done differently?
And do you text the person?
I don't know. I mean, like,
See, because I'm not a texter, like, well, in that way.
With my ex-boyfriend, I don't think he has a name here. He's the, the man with no name. We had a sad breakup because it was just like, okay, I don't think this is going to happen for the future. So it wasn't, you did this wrong, you did this wrong. I mean, yeah. There was obviously, like, fights and stuff. But it was just, okay, moving forward, I think yeah. we're going to be better not in a relationship. So that was a weird way of, there was, like, so... It was just wide open for not closure because mm-hmm. it felt like the door was still kind of open until it wasn't, because it just had to be, okay, like, we could keep talking because we're friends and we yeah. get along, but at some time we have to close the door, like, on this chapter, or there's going to be nothing. There is no resolution, and that's...
Yeah,
that's okay too.
The closure almost is like letting yourself like release that relationship.
And yeah.
That's where you have to get within yourself, because if you keep the door open, like me and Mark kept the door open to try to be friends for a while, that is just prolonging any sort of closure. The closure in the relationship is that you have to recognize it didn't work out, and like you need to be able to move on mm-hmm. and making steps towards like being able to release that person from your mind so you can move on.
And something that sounds really silly, but it helped me a lot with therapy was instead of reaching out to this person and being like, can we talk? Or like, yeah. I just writing in my journal, like, dear Peter, and yeah. like writing letters to Peter. And at first, I was writing letters to Peter, like, every single day. And it's like, uh-huh. Dear Peter, like, I just don't understand why you had to break up with me at Chewy's, like, right when the food was getting
letters, poems, like, songs, yeah. you know.
But it's like, it didn't feel embarrassing. It's embarrassing to say out loud, but I would, like, read the letters to Kevin in my therapy session.
Okay. That's not embarrassing. And this is not a silly exercise. I think this is such a good thing.
I did that to Mark and to Colorado. I found them, by the way.
Yeah, because it's like writing all of these letters like to this person. It really, because if you're in that mindset of like, dear Peter, and you're saying, you're writing down all of the things that you want to say, and it's kind of a little more perfect because you don't have that other person like in real time, like interjecting your thoughts. Yeah. So you can just say everything and you feel like a release, but it's not perfect. So then the next day you're still writing, the next day you're still writing until eventually, like I just one day stopped saying dear Peter. And I was just like, was just journaling.
Yeah.
It's like, I went from writing these like dear Peter letters to just like talking about my life.
Yeah. And I think do not sleep on saying it to the notes app first. Like I would sit on a notes app for like a couple days before reaching out to somebody. And I did the same thing. I think I blacked out some of like my coping mechanisms I had with Mark, and I wrote down a bunch of stuff and I found them the other day and I was like, wow, like I don't remember feeling like that. Like I haven't thought about that feeling in so long. And it is nice to just get it out to the notes app and not have to have that perfect response or perfect like thing to say.
I think that's a good thing that you bring up the notes app, because some people, I think, whenever I was, Extina 19, mm-hmm. My fingers were hot. You know, I just like needed to just click clack on my little texting. And what I should have been doing was just like texting onto my notes.
And mm-hmm. then you could even have the hypothetical situation in your mind of, okay, once I get this perfect, I'm going to send it to them. Copy, paste, send. But don't do that. But that's how it could be a little more accessible of a tool to say, like, once I get it, once I know exactly what I'm going to say, it's going to be great. If you're still in that place where you have to, you feel like you have to reach out to them, but
there's some people that just like cannot help themselves. They have to reach out to people.
I also think if you're so desperate and feeling like having the idea of closure is so important, then you're still relying on that person to get your power back.
Right.
100%. You can't find it in yourself. So you are, they still hold a piece of you so important to you that you have to get that. Then you really need to look. That's when you have to like double look inward.
Right. And you really got to call a therapist.
And that's the thing, when people are looking for closure, they're looking for someone else to make them to feel okay. And like the true feeling of closure is not needing that other person. The true feeling of healing is being able to like cope with this in your own like world. And you should definitely like talk to friends, talk to a therapist, talk to your family, and like, because it takes a village. Like, I don't think as humans we're meant to just like deal with these big emotions by ourselves. But like, I don't think you need to go to the person who's making you, or that has kind of like ignited that feeling, to find that closure.
I agree.
So if you really want, I think that's the thing, because you hear like, oh, I've been working on healing myself, I've been working on myself. And like, what does that truly mean?
That you're happy with yourself and you can get by every single day making yourself feel good and not relying on somebody else to make you feel validated,
right,
and make you feel worthy,
which is codependency, which is one of the things I had to really work on. Because when you're in a relationship with an addict, and I didn't really know what codependency truly meant until I was in a relationship with an addict, and that is that right there, like needing somebody to validate your feelings, or if somebody else is like actions or feelings are affecting you, that is codependency. So like if you have a parent that you're like always trying to like, you know, stabilize their mood, or a partner who you're always looking for validation, and like the way they treat you affects like how you feel about yourself, that is codependency. And that's something that when you are with an addict, it's like a major theme.
Yeah.
Because there would be days that like I would go to therapy and my therapist would be like, well, you have to find a way to like not let all of his relapses affect you. And I'm like, how do you do that? Like literally, no, seriously, how do you have somebody spending your money that on drugs that you've worked for, somebody crashing your car that you pay for, like fucking up, like bringing people into your life that you don't want there, how do you not let that affect you?
Yeah.
And it's like,
I don't know how. That's crazy.
Well, for me, I decided that I couldn't. Like, I need somebody who's like not, like, I personally cannot block that shit out.
Yeah.
Like, if somebody's lying to me, I can't be like, well, that's not a reflection of me. Like, I'm not gonna, like, are you fucking kidding me? You lied, you fucking liar, Camille.
Yeah. And I think that, because there is a difference between being codependent and like, no, you know, words, like, maybe like, just because you want to, you want your partner especially to,
well, there's to like appreciate the difference you. Between codependence and interdependence, where you can still rely on the person and still, you're still like in a partnership, but yeah. You should be able to depend on your partner, and it's okay if their mood affects your mood. And sometimes I think it's like, because you are interdependent,
it's like a,
on each other,
and it's like a good like back and forth kind of.
You guys both made a funny face.
Did you just, did you make up interdependence, or is that like a real thing?
Interdependent.
I heard that somewhere, I think, maybe on My Favorite Murder from Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah. But
that was a smart word, honestly.
I should just, I mean, I just came up with that, guys.
I read it in a book.
Yeah.
But she actually did.
No, I think it was on a podcast, but maybe I'm, whatever.
Yeah. Wow, that was deep.
When I say I read something, I mean I saw it on a TikTok.
Right. Wait, Paige, speaking of reading, how long has this been going? Do you want to say that you read a book?
We got a lot of emails about you guys talking about the pages, turning the page for beginners.
Are so excited about
it. I know.
I'm really excited.
Okay, so
we need to figure out how we're going to roll that out, because I feel like you should have a separate thing. Or we could just talk about it on here. I don't care.
Yeah, I think that we'll, the day that we post, like the week we post or something, we'll do like a little recap or whatever.
Yeah. Did you finish the book?
Which one?
Seven. Wow.
Seven Husbands. Yeah. So I finished my first book. Obsessed. It was not. What?
It sounds like you finished your first book like ever.
Ever. Guys, reading is cool. Okay.
It's magical. It's like a whole new world in one little book.
It's wild. So the last bit of this book, I was just in tears for so many different reasons. I mean, just sobbing. I was so glad that Bailey wasn't home, because I was really going through it. So many different storylines, and I'm truly just obsessed. I forgot that they're making it into a movie.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be really exciting. But the first book is officially done. And so,
and what would you rate, like, what was like the addiction factor to the book? Because you were super into it. Like, it felt like you couldn't put it down. And I feel like you need
I don't know how to come up
with like a scale of like how you're going to judge these books.
1 through 13?
No, you're not fucking Taylor Swift. That is so annoying.
Well, then I think it's annoying that I have to rate these books.
Well, then what's the point of turning the page for beginners if you're not going to give feedback?
Well, I am giving the feedback.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying that I'm obsessed, that I really liked it. Like, I don't know how to rate it, because like comparing it to
no, how much
it
you,
ends with us hated it, you know, no, what I mean,
you like, need to compare it to like how much it made you enjoy reading.
100%. Like, I don't, like, okay, how do I, don't know, I really don't know how to rate it. With like the last book that I read, I hated more than anything in my life, and then this book I love. So I highly recommend, and I don't know how to say, the book was not what I thought it was going to be about.
Okay.
And that's why I don't want to say it, because I want you to have the same experience when you read it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can take it
home. So if it's like a 1 out of 5, Paige, I give it a 5.
Paige recommends it 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
I highly recommend. Because one of the recommendations, I don't have the book, but I have a book by that author that I really liked. I think her name is Ruth
Taylor
Myers.
Jenkins Reid.
I do think I have a Taylor Jenkins Reid book too. But that's like a little more
Ruth Myers.
It can't be Ruth Myers.
Billy Shadow. One of our listeners said that she wanted to, that she was going to send me some of her books.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that those come in, and I made her a little present to send back to her to say thank you.
That is,
it's
so
Ruth
sweet.
Ware, not Ruth Myers, just so everyone knows.
Ruth Myers.
And so I do want to make a list. We've gotten a lot of suggestions. One that, so Smacky is the one who gave me Seven Husbands, and she also just finished a book called Ugly Love.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she actually really liked that too, so I think I'm probably gonna read that as well. I just need to go get it. But I'm just so excited for this little journey.
Venture.
Because I thought that it was gonna, I didn't think I was gonna finish Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo till the end of February.
Wow. Look at you. You're like doing a book a month.
Schedule.
I'm ahead of schedule.
Amazing.
So I might, What's our next book? Well, that's what I'm, it might be Ugly Love. That might be the one I can get in my hands the quickest.
Oh, you're not a Kindle girly.
I have a couple here that I would recommend.
Okay. You think it's good enough for turning the page for beginners? That's like only the best of the best.
Oh my gosh. Well, now I'm nervous. Yeek. I think I have something.
I think you
need
to read Luckiest Girl Alive. I think I have that book.
Okay, but the only thing, I'm fine with reading a book and then watching a movie, but if I've already seen...
Oh, you already saw the movie?
Yeah, if I've already seen it...
It's hard because you've seen like every movie.
I know.
That is true.
All right, well, you guys let her know what is the next book that Paige should read, and then she'll listen to you.
Yeah. Maybe we could put a little poll. People can vote.
Put a little poll. All right, let's wrap it up.
All right.
Bailey.
Well, guys, thank you so much for listening.
We gotta go.
I've got to get out of here, but thank you for listening. I would really love it personally if you would leave a 5-star review on whatever service you're streaming this from, you know, perhaps like Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You could also follow us on Instagram at Your Poor Dad Pod, Your Poor Dad Pod.
Yeah.
And also TikTok, Your Poor Dad Pod. And also shoot us a little email. Tell us what Paige should read next. YourPoorDad@gmail.com.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye. We also have a YouTube.
We also have a YouTube.